guys, you may be seated. Just a few thoughts as we contemplate the beginning of Epiphany. Certainly, Jesus' baptism is a wonderful place where he is revealed. But I'd like to take a moment and reflect on Isaiah chapter 42 this evening. It's really a beautiful, beautiful portion of Scripture, Isaiah 42 is. Isaiah is in his prophetic office, and here the word prophecy means to actually look forward into the future and to foretell what is to come. He's looking into the future some 700 years, even more. And what he is doing is he's describing the ministry of Jesus. Okay, sometimes you wonder who's being spoken of when the prophets speak. He's describing the ministry of Jesus. And he describes how Jesus dealt with people, especially those that were hurting, those that were broken, those that were run over by life, those that life simply wasn't happening for them. He was describing the ministry of Jesus to the bruised reeds of the world, to those dimly burning wicks of the world. And there were many of them. Jesus ministering to the broken of the world. You know, that there were the two blind men. Blind from birth. I can't even imagine what that would be like. Heard of Jesus, one day found him, probably being led around by other people. And they approached him and they cried out to him, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And certainly they probably heard what was happening in the land, even though they couldn't see it. They heard. They heard that this one Jesus could do amazing things. And so they believed that he held the answer to their eyes. And Jesus indeed did. He turned to them, he touched them, and brought vision to them for the very first time. Can you imagine how joyful those men must have been? For the first time to see each other's faces, to see the faces of their family members and others. Indeed, a bruised reed Jesus did not snuff out. Then there was the captain of the soldiers. Another example, a centurion, in a bad way, brought to his knees because a very favorite servant of his, one that he truly loved, was very, very ill. And the text describes this servant as someone who suffered greatly. So the captain comes looking for Jesus. And finding him, makes an appeal for perhaps a healing. But something unusual. "You don't need to come with me, Jesus. I'm not worthy to have you in my house. Just say the word. Because I'm a man under command as well, and that's all I need to do is say the word." And men jump to the orders. "Just say the word, and I know it'll happen." And Jesus, boy, he marveled. He marveled at his faith and did not disappoint him. Seeing that faith, Jesus spoke the word and healed his servant. A dimly burning wick he did not snuff out. And yes, then there was the account in Mark where Jesus uttered those powerful Aramaic words, "Talitha kume," he cried out to all. Translation? "Little girl, I say to you, arise." For she had died. Her father weeping. Friends weeping. And yes, her father was a synagogue ruler, and he was deeply distressed. And being a synagogue ruler, I bet he was under a little bit of pressure. "Should I go see Jesus? Some of the boys don't like that. But I secretly know what he can do, and I'm suspecting that he might be the one." So he went and beseeched Jesus. Yes, indeed. And Jesus did not disappoint him. "Talitha kume," Jesus cried out. And that little girl arose. And I have no doubt that synagogue ruler is in heaven today because He met his Messiah. He met his Savior. Yes, a bruised reed Jesus did not break. And then there was that time that Peter's own mother was very ill, and Jesus came and healed her. And there was such a commotion that all kinds of people gathered outside of the house, outside of the door. There were demon-possessed. There were those that were ill. Hopefully he'll touch me. And Jesus came, yes, and healed them all and cast out the demons. And the demons fled. That must have been a sight that day. I wonder what that was like. Jesus showed his power again. To all those faintly burning wicks, to all of them, he did not allow them to be snuffed out. And yes, the examples go on and on and on and on. Jesus is described by Isaiah as the perfect picture of compassion, the perfect picture of forgiveness and love, the perfect picture of grace and of total healing. And the beautiful thing about that is that he also loves us with that same perfect love. He daily intercedes for us at the right hand of the throne of God, and there brings forgiveness about for us each day. He daily sends his Spirit, who proceeds from him and the Father, our creed says. He sends him to comfort us in our distress and enable us and empower us to get through the things that trouble us. And no, dear friends, not every trouble is avoided in our lives. We wish they were. Not every pain is avoided or surpassed. We know this to be true. But even so, we do have the promises of Jesus to never leave us, to never forsake us. We have his promises that we have peace with him, by him, with God. We have a promise that his love will never end. And so, yes, Epiphany hits us. And we see the Savior being revealed to the world. And many are coming to faith. And many are believing. The light of the world has come. Look to Jesus this evening, dear friends. The light of the world. For yes, indeed, he comes to bring us peace, so that we are not snuffed out, so that our reeds are not broken either. We look to him in his almighty name. Amen.